Ms. 8D, Mr. Rice.
Madam Mayor and Council, item 8D is a resolution that the League of California Cities has sent out to all of the 480 cities in the state, recommending that councils consider this and take action on it in light of, let me say what the resolution does. The resolution would try to discourage the state legislature and the governor from borrowing any monies from the cities. And the reason why that has come to the League's consideration is that on the 5th of May of this year, the Department of Finance of the state of California announced that it proposed to the governor that the state borrow over $2 billion in local property taxes from cities, counties, and special districts to help balance the state budget. This will cause deeper cuts in local public safety and other vital service. In order to start that process, the governor would have to issue a proclamation declaring the existence of a severe fiscal hardship. The legislature would then have to implement the borrowing program by passing urgency legislation. This would require a two-thirds vote, both of the Assembly and the Senate in the state here. And it would also have to, in that emergency legislation, would have to identify how the loan would be repaid in the because of Proposition 1A that was passed in 2004, the state would have to repay the loan if they made this loan within 3 years, and they would have to repay it with interest. So in the city of Pismo Beach, this could, if this happens, and of course the concern is that the ballot measures that were before the voters today would not pass, and apparently they're not going to pass. Mr. Fleischman's got the tally, and 1A through 1E, those five ballot measures, it looks like they're failing by anywhere from 62 to 66%. The only one that's, I think, going to pass is the one that limits the legislators' pay.
Salary.
And salary during deficit times.
And that one is ahead 76% to 23%.
So, I think, speaking to the public here, because I think the council is aware of this, but so the concern is that the state will very quickly, probably within the next week, maybe less, pass this emergency legislation. The governor will declare a fiscal emergency, and they will come after, in this case, property taxes. And if they enact this emergency legislation, they can take up to 8% of our property taxes. For the city of Pismo Beach, that's $364,000 that they can take that we've not planned for. And as I mentioned earlier tonight in a previous business agenda item on the L-bid, the department heads and I have already gone through two rounds of cuts to ongoing operating expenses, which we're going to come forward to you on June 4th and 5th at the public hearing on the budget. So this, I can tell you, would cause some real hardship and in the city of Pismo Beach, and would potentially cause cuts in services or cuts in personnel and or a combination of both. So with that, we're asking, and the League of California Cities is asking that the council consider passing this resolution tonight, and if you do, then we would immediately send it to our representatives tomorrow and also the League of California Cities representatives, too, so they're aware that we're part of the team here. Yeah, I'm available for questions.
Councilman Berry.
On the front page of the resolution, at the next to the last line, I think we need a two there.
Need a what?
A two.
T-O. T-O.
Yeah. It says we'll be able, and I think it means to comply with these mandates.
I'm sorry, sir, you lost me. Tell me again the line number.
Okay, it's the next to the last line on the front. Page three.
Okay.
Okay, you need a two in there. We'll be able to comply.
To comply. Got it.
Okay, that's the only thing. I read it.
Thank you.
Very carefully.
Okay, Councilmember Wagi.
Yeah, I was just concerned. You're already cutting the budget substantially to try to keep revenues and expenses in line. Do you have any idea of what this is going to do to the city? Could you elaborate on that or something?
I'd be happy to. And I guess I would term it, we're in sort of the mode right now of battening down the hatches, and I read that somewhere, I think, in an article about 6 weeks ago. And that's where we are right now in this budget that we're, the two-year budget that we're going to be proposing to council for your consideration and action on June 4th and 5th. TOT is down, transient occupancy tax is down in the city. The revenues as compared to a year ago. Sales tax is also down as compared to a year ago. If the state does move forward and borrows this $364,000 from the city, I do think that the council will have to consider on June 4th or 5th eliminating services or eliminating capital improvement general fund funded capital improvement programs. You know, many of the things that, for example, Mr. Ray was just briefing you on, because we're going to have to find the money right away, or cutting employees, laying off employees. So it is serious. It's going to be serious if they move forward and take this, you know, unprogrammed almost $370,000 from us.
I just might add, too, Madam Mayor, if I could, that the residents watching this on television, if you could contact your legislators, too, and from the governor's office and say, you know, we're trying to keep our financial house in order, and to take money away from us when we're struggling as well, it just doesn't seem to be fair, especially since the voters already decided that they didn't think it was a good practice for the state to borrow from the cities in the first place. I realize they're allowed to, but it just seemed like we're trying to do our part, and the state needs to do their part. So thank you very much, Mr. City Manager.
Yes, sir.
And I think that's really a good point. I think we really need to draw on the community to help us reach the state legislators to help us. I mean, so that they stop doing this. But, yeah, I can't see any way around it. I think it's going to happen. The other thing that I wanted to mention is a couple of the cities change this resolution to apply to them specifically, and a sample of those did not get to the city manager to be used. I don't know if you want to make any changes or if you feel satisfied with the league's version, and if you are, we could go ahead with it. Okay. All right. Is there any?
Madam Mayor and Council, too, one thing I forgot to mention when Mr. Waggie asked me that question, too, is if you remember back about 4 or 5 months ago when the state had finances had ground to a stop, at that time it affected the cities because we were not getting grant reimbursements. So, for example, our ocean water quality grant and many of the other things that we've gone out in the past and paid for up front, and then we have to file and get the grant money back. Well, that had all completely ground to a stop. It picked up, you know, a few months ago, when we started getting that again. I would predict, I mean, I'm hoping it doesn't happen, but I would predict in this crisis that will happen within the next few weeks, that all that grant funding and monies again will dry up, and a lot of it will come to a virtual stop again.
We did get one reimbursement, though. I thought I read that in the weekly notes that the chief gave us.
Yes, and over the last few months, the reimbursements started coming in, but all I'm saying is that they'll stop again. I think they'll end up stopping again.
Okay. Is there anyone in the audience that would like to speak to this item? Seeing none, I'll come back to the council for action. Councilmember Erie.
Thank you. As the senior member of this council, it would give me great pleasure to make a motion to adopt a resolution of the City Council of the City of Pismo Beach finding a severe physical hardship will exist if additional local property tax funds are seized and additional unfunded mandates are adopted by the state of California. And I thank you for this pleasure, Madam Chair.
You're very welcome. Is there a second?
I second the motion, just with the notation that on the second to the last line on the first page of the resolution, that the insertion of the word "to" after the word "able."
Is there any discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk.
Councilmember Erie?
Yes.
Councilmember Vardis?
Yes.
Councilmember Waggie?
Yes.
Mayor Pro Tem Higginbotham? Yes.
Mayor Reese?
Yes.
Passes 5-0. Thank you.
Okay.